Today, my dear faithful, is Septuagesima Sunday. And the epistle is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 24. Brethren, know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And everyone that striveth for the mastery refraineth himself from all things. And they indeed that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible one. I therefore so run, not as at an uncertainty. I so fight, not as one beating the air, but I chastise myself, and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps, when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all Moses were baptized in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. And they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 20. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like to a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle, and he said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you what shall be just." And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did in like manner. But about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, "Why stand you here all the day idle?" They say to him, "Because no man hath hired us." He saith to them, "Go you also into my vineyard." And when evening was come, the lord of the vineyard saith to his steward, "Call the laborers and pay them their hire, beginning from the last, even to the first." When therefore they were come that came about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first also came, they thought that they should receive more, and they also received every man a penny. And receiving it, they murmured against the master of the house, saying, "These last have worked but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us that have borne the burden of the day and the heats." But he, answering, said to one of them, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take what is thine, and go thy way. I will also give to this last, even as to thee. Or is it not lawful for me to do what I will? Is thy eye evil because I am good? So shall the last be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. "Go you into my vineyard, and I will pay what is just." Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the year 1240, my dear faithful, the convent of San Damiano lay peacefully amidst the hills of Assisi. San Damiano was the first convent for the poor Clares. At this time, St. Clare, the foundress, and the Clare the order is named after, still lived. St. Clare and her sisters spent their days in silence, prayer, and work in their cloistered convent. Though St. Clare herself was oftentimes ill and confined to her bed. In fact, that is where she was at this time. She was hardly able to move. So instead of working with the rest, St. Clare prayed and she suffered. All was peace and quiet at the convent until a rider came with terrible news. 20,000 Saracens were on the march through Italy. Saracens were Mohammedan soldiers, and this particular group had been hired and sent by Emperor Frederick. Emperor Frederick had been excommunicated by the Pope for his scandalous life, and the Muslim mercenaries were Frederick's threat against the Pope for that excommunication. This army of 20,000 infidels were on their way to Rome, and Assisi lay right in their path. All the people around the city fled for shelter behind their city's walls. However, the Franciscan sisters were cloistered. They could not leave their convent, and so they were left outside the protecting walls of Assisi. The sisters, nevertheless, continued their prayers and work in silence. But soon the tramp of boots and the clang of armor resounded around them. The infidels surrounded the convent, lying as it was in their path to Assisi. Soon heavy banging of mailed fists and spears could be heard on the convent door. St. Clair heard this clamor and asked her sisters what the sound was. One sister, in a terrified whisper, answered, "It is Frederick's Saracens." With great effort, then, St. Clair rose from her bed. Inspired by God, she commanded her sisters to bring the monstrance with the Blessed Sacrament to her. Taking the monstrance with the sacred host in her hands, St. Clair laboriously made her way to a window. She opened the window and held the Blessed Sacrament aloft, in full view of the Saracen army. Aloud she prayed, "I ask thee, O my Lord, that it might please thee not to let these poor servants of thine fall into the hands of cruel infidels and pagans." Then she added, "I ask thee, O my Lord, that thou wouldst watch over this town and all those good people who for the love of thee help us and provide our necessities." From the monstrance, a child's voice answered, "Because of your love, I will watch over you and them always." At that moment, the banging on the convent door stopped. Gradually, the army withdrew, and the convent was left in peace. Even the city of Assisi was spared, the army passing without a single weapon raised in attack, just as our Lord promised to St. Clair. Now, my dear faithful, today's gospel seems to present a very different scene from this story. In this gospel, our Lord tells a parable of an owner of a vineyard who goes to look out for workers throughout the day, and each time he finds men idle. Even at the end of the day, there are still some just standing around. "Why stand you here all the day idle?" the owner asks them. The idlers excuse themselves with, "Because no man hath hired us." The owner then commanded them, "Go you into my vineyard, and I will pay you what is just." Now, how does this gospel relate to the story of St. Clair and her Franciscan sisters? Where are the Saracen soldiers ready to strike and plunder? Where the city spared by God's grace? All are right there in that vineyard, for that vineyard represents the world at large. The heat of the sun, the toil in tending in the vines, and the long hours through it all represents any and every cross we have throughout life. That does include a foreign army riding through the country. The workers who bear these crosses are all souls, whether religious or laity, parents or children, men or women. These workers are called to raise solid and healthy vines of grace and grow the sweet grapes of virtue and merit. First and foremost in themselves, but also to help others grow theirs. The poor Clares worked hard at exactly this, devoting their lives to our Lord and tending God's vineyard. Each day and every day, they strove to humble themselves, patiently bear the sufferings of poverty, and above all and always, to burn with the fire of love for God. Because of their devotion, the sisters received a rich reward, like the workers in the gospel. The penny that the workers earned represents primarily the reward of eternal bliss in heaven. But God rewards us in this life as well. This does not mean all things are perfect, that we would have no trouble, sufferings, or crosses if only we were virtuous. No, we will always have the cross, but God does give special care to those who give special care to Him. Or as our Lord put it to St. Clare, because of your love, I will watch over you and them always. St. Clare and her sisters could expect much from God because they gave much to Him. And the same could be true of us. For the most part, being traditional Catholic, we do make sacrifices that no one else does. The long distances, the fastings and abstinence, even modesty and patience, these seem rather extraordinary to people today. But despite our good works, we have so much to pray for. So much is evil in our day that we must especially be workers in the vineyard, earning grace before God Almighty. And so, my dear faithful, next Sunday to the following Tuesday, when we have the 40 hours devotion, I ask you to be generous workers in the vineyard. Come here before the Blessed Sacrament, like St. Clare in the story, and beg for the graces that our world needs. We have so much to ask for ourselves and for others. And so we must give, we must love much. And true love means willingness to sacrifice. Let us sacrifice ourselves for God Almighty. Let us give ourselves to God, put our hearts and our lives in His hands and at His disposal. In this chapel, one of the few in the world with our Lord truly and undoubtedly in the Blessed Sacrament, let us come before our Savior and beg for His all-powerful help. Our loving God will certainly listen. In fact, he so loves the 40 hours devotion that his church has enriched it with plentiful indulgences. A plenary indulgence can be gained once on each of the 3 days of the 40 hours by making a visit to the Blessed Sacrament and saying with a contrite heart, 5 Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bes, along with another Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be for the intentions of the church. Of course, one must go to confession and receive Holy Communion within 8 days of that visit as well. Make that sacrifice, my dear faithful, as much as you can, to be here for the 40 hours devotion. The harder the time, the greater the grace you will earn, because the Sacred Heart of Jesus will never be outdone in generosity. We truly do have so much to pray and sacrifice for, and so we must give much. Please God, our Lord will say of us what he promised to St. Clare. Because of your love, I will watch over you always. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.